Every time we hear about Jews and Arabs, it's usually a story about conflict, about suicide bombs and land occupation and historical hostility. But the first time I went to a synagogue in Kolkata, I found something curious. Muslim caretakers of Jewish synagogues, generations of them. Like Siraj Khan, here for over a decade, his father has worked here for 5 decades. And his grandfather before him. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. A strange quirk of fate has made this Muslim-Jewish story possible in a largely Hindu city. The Jews of Calcutta were mostly Arab Jews from places like Baghdad, says Yael Silliman, who has put together JewishCalcutta.in, a digital archive of Calcutta's Jewish history.
They looked like Muslim, princely, some of them traders. They wore Arabic dress. They wore turbans. They wore long flowing gowns. They spoke Persian very fluently. They spoke Arabic very fluently. Their expression and demeanor were Middle Easterners.
They flourished in Calcutta as traders during British rule in a country with a large Muslim minority. Yael's mother, Flower, says it was not uncommon to find Muslims working in Jewish households.
They called them Jewish cooks. They were Muslim. Jewish cooks meant they worked in Jewish households. So these Muslim cooks were taught how to cook our particular food, and they kind of understood in their own way, because they didn't eat pork either, but they somehow managed to understand how we lived without milk and meat and not mixing the milk and dietary laws.
As the Jewish community shrank with emigration after India's independence, these Muslims became the caretakers of Jewish tradition.
My cook would suddenly tell me, it's Shavuot today, you haven't made so-and-so dish, you have to make it in my mother's house, who had so-and-so dish. Today is Shavuot, why aren't you making this dish, you know? And so I was not at all religious, but he was, and he would remind me of festivals.
And even resort to threats if Flower wasn't salting her kosher chicken just right.
And I'd say, hurry up, there's no time, never mind, you don't have to salt it. And he'd say, no. If I don't salt it, I'm going to report you to your mother that you're not salting it for an hour. I will salt it for an hour.
Now outsiders are mystified when they go to a synagogue and a man with a name like Shiraz or Gufran unlocks the door. But the caretaker at the Magan David synagogue says his father taught him it's just another religion and he must respect it.
So that's also a kind of dharma. Our dharma is also like that. So we should also take care of it. We should respect it.
With Israelis and Palestinians locked in bitter dispute, this Jewish-Muslim story sounds almost like a fantasy. But Yael says it made common sense.
Because we were, after all, Arab Jews, right? And so, obviously, the people who we would be most familiar with culturally, who share our food habits, who are people of the book like us, would be Muslims as well.
In fact, Flower says she had never seen European-looking Jews in the flesh till American GIs showed up in Calcutta during World War II.
And I remember I was about 10, 12 years old when the war was on, and I met my first American Jew, and I was shocked because, you know, he had blonde hair and blue eyes, and I knew, of course, these Jews existed, but to see them in the flesh was something else, you know. And
this is not a grand interfaith project. Most Indian Muslims have never seen an Indian Jew. It's just a twist of colonial history that has thrown them together in pockets of cities like Kolkata. But it has left behind institutions like the Jewish Girls' School.
The Jewish Girls' School is now run by the Jewish community, but there's not one Jewish girl left in it. There are 800, nearly all Muslim girls, I would say 90%.
It might not be the roadmap to peace in the Middle East, but in a world of chronic conflict, there is something reassuring about Muslim girls enjoying a Passover holiday at the Jewish Girls' School of Kolkata. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.